One of the things that a lot of people don't realize or didn't realize it at the time was that most of the, they think that the natives were worshiping all these other thing, all these other different gods, had many different gods. Most, almost all the ones that I know of, and I would probably say, be safe to say that most of the native religions only have one god. They had a respect for everything that the creator made, and people were looking at disrespect for all the different things that the creator, that they were thanking the creator for, and assuming that we were praying to these things. They thought we were praying to the animals when we killed them. We were actually thanking the creator for allowing us to kill the animal, and thanking the animal for allowing us to take its life so that we would be able to survive. So they saw them praying to these animals as they killed them, and they thought they were praying to the animal, not for the animal's life, and thanking it for its life. And they'd see them worship, they thought they were worshiping the sun when the sun rose, rather than realizing that the natives were actually being thankful to see another sunrise and for all that the sun would bring to them. So a lot of those things, a misunderstanding of the religion, made non-Indians think that they had multiple gods, whereas they were actually just, it was a respect for all the things that the Creator had made. Even if they do become Christians, they still incorporate a lot of the native things into the services. Back home, they have a lot of the hymns are sung in Seneca. A lot of other communities did that too. They would create songs. They would take the English songs and translate them into their native languages. One of the other things that happens is they'll actually take pieces of the native language and incorporate it into the Christian language that exists on the reservation. Often, quite times with funeral ceremonies, they'll have even if they're Christian, they'll still do all the traditional funeral things that they would have. For instance, like back home, they'll have a 10-day feast, which is a feast you have 10 days after the person dies, and also a 1-year feast. And so they would still do those things, even for the non, you know, even those that weren't traditional would incorporate that into their services. Native American and Indian are technically both misnomers, because anyone who was born in America could be considered technically a native of America. Whereas Indian is also wrong, because they were from India. However, I've also heard that Indian actually comes from Los Indios, which means with God. So that's, you know, if that's the case, then there's really a different meaning of where it was, because at that point in time, I believe India was called Hindustan and not India. One of the terms that has taken off very big in Canada is First Nations and First Persons. It's not done as well here. They will sometimes use First Americans here or Native American. And a lot of that depends upon the people that are speaking, for one, and also the people that are being spoken to. Some of the people prefer American Indian over Native American anyway, because it's what they've been associated with all along as they were growing up, you know. When I grew up, I was an American Indian, and so I still am, you know. Other people may say I'm a Native American, but, you know, if you look at what the people call themselves, they usually refer to their tribal identity first before they go to these overall general Indian identity to begin with. You know, you ask somebody what they are, and they may tell you that they're, for instance, me, I'm Seneca and Cayuga and Cherokee, so I'd more often say that than I would say I'm an Indian.